Professor Erwin Corey is known as the world's foremost authority.
Based on the state of inertia, developing a centrifugal force, which is used as a catalyst rather than a catalytic agent.
He's a comedian. I hope that was obvious. And Erwin Corey turned 100 years old this week. Reporter John Kalish was on hand for the birthday celebration.
Erwin, look here.
Inside the Actors' Temple in Midtown Manhattan, Erwin Corey sat in his wheelchair dressed in his signature black tails, string tie, and high-top sneakers as scores of well-wishers streamed by, some stopping to hand him gifts.
Wow, what the hell is in here?
No, this is a gift.
Is that a book?
It's a book.
Corey's scarecrow hair was covered by a baseball cap with however embroidered on it. The word was one he used frequently over the years in his comedy act, which featured double talk and nonsensical observations. Friends of Corey, many of them north of 90 themselves, snapped photos with their cell phones while Corey cracked jokes.
Sometimes I forget what I'm talking about in the middle of a word.
This shtick was delivered in a synagogue where Jack Benny, Milton Berle, and two of the Three Stooges once worshipped.
10 years ago, we had Johnny Cash, we had Bob Hope, and Steve Jobs. Today, 10 years later, there's no Cash, there's no Hope, there's no Jobs.
Make way for the professor. Okay. Make way for the professor. Can you move your tuppies?
Corey was wheeled to the front of the synagogue for the reading of a proclamation issued by the Manhattan Borough President.
Professor Corey has shown himself through his comedic talents to be completely deserving of the title New York Original.
Fats Donovan, one of his friends, said Corey was unique and could never be copied.
Erwin is the last of the Greenwich Village Beats. He's in the same category as Lenny Bruce and Jonathan Winters and those giants that changed the face of comedy, along with Richard Pryor and George Carlin. He was a beat, a comic beat.
In an 8-decade-long career, Corey performed in nightclubs, on Broadway, in movies, and on popular TV shows. He was blacklisted in the 1950s and isn't shy about voicing his political beliefs.
Today is kind of calm. There's only 100 million people killed a day.
Corey's wife, Fran, passed away 3 years ago, but that hasn't stopped him from telling marriage jokes.
Marriage is like a three-ring circus. There's the engagement ring, the wedding ring, and then the suffering.
A handful of bold-faced names attended Corey's centennial, including Kenny Kramer of Seinfeld fame, comedian Gilbert Gottfried, author Larry Ratzo Sloman, and Joe Franklin, the retired talk show host. Franklin estimates that Corey was on a show at least 100 times.
I got back with Erwin Corey about 200 years, and I've been to many banquets, but I got to tell you that, in all modesty, this is the most recent. Thank you so much.
Also on hand for Erwin Corey's 100th birthday celebration was his audiologist, who willingly repairs the comedian's electric shaver. He gave the professor 5 boxes of hearing aid batteries. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.
He gave me some hearing aids that don't understand English.
We can reset it.